The NFL preseason came to an end over the weekend. The Cowboys and other teams will now cut down to 53 by tomorrow at 3 o'clock. And joining us now in the ticket hotline to talk about all of that is the Cowboys owner and general manager. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, man.
Morning.
Good morning. We just sitting here having my egg McMuffin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I guesstimate about a tumbler of salt on it. I just poured a whole thing of salt on it.
Well, it's not great for you, but
that'll get you going.
That's all right. I got many billions of dollars to afford the health care to make up for my poor choices. Did you like that, Trey Lance? I hope you did. I hope you did very much.
Well, you've been raving about him.
Pretty up and down.
Well, we're very happy and positivity about him. Before the game, I told Trey to give it his all, to go out there and treat this as a playoff game. And in my mind, five interceptions and lack of scoring, that's about as Cowboy playoff game as you can get. So
he's your kind of quarterback.
I love a guy that can follow directions like that. That's what you want, a soldier. That's
okay. Okay. So he's going to be on the roster.
He's okay. Going to be in what I like to call the final 53.
Well, everybody calls it that.
I've trademarked that, and just like how somebody trademarked three-peat, remember that?
Yeah.
I'm trademarking the final 53.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
A little bit more money. That game was very impressive. I saw a lot of things I liked, a lot of things I didn't, but a lot of things I like. The offense, they did what I like to do every morning after my coffee. They let the deuce loose. They just let the deuce loose.
Yeah. You like Deuce Vaughn, huh?
I love watching Deuce Vaughn, our little Peter Dinklage. He's just a treasure to watch get out there running and going all crazy. All them, it's funny watching all the big people try to tackle him. Uh-huh. But he is he's my little British sports car made by MG. He is.
Okay. Well, see, I don't think you can say that word.
I don't know why you can't use that word no more. I mean, some people do. I know Jerry Jr. I mean, he has a couple of them midget spinners that
that's a fidget spinner.
He can use them in class.
That's a fidget spinner.
Not
the other thing
I
you
misunderstood
said.
That. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's right. Midget spinner. I know what that is. Gate agent had a friend, a little short guy. I used to call her a midget spinner.
Okay. We are on the air.
But Deuce Vaughn was great. I'd like to get about five or six of the guys about that size.
Yeah,
wouldn't that be funny? Put them all on offense. If they score a touchdown, their end zone celebration could be that way you represent the Lollipop Guild. That'd be fun.
Well, I guess it'd be fun. I don't know if
once
you get
again,
away
I'm
with
from
it.
A different time.
A different time. Totally
man,
different time.
And if you don't know, being the GM, it's kind of more of a big man's league.
Yeah, well, big man wrote a poem. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Jerry had a little lamb whose feet were good to go, but when he asked for $33 million, little Jerry had to say no. That's my CeeDee Lamb now.
Yeah, we figured.
That's our update.
That's what he's asking for.
I'm just funny. I'm funny. No, we're working on the CeeDee Lamb deal. I don't know if y'all know this, but Compact Disc is driving a hard bargain right now, but we want to get him in here for the regular season, and I'm confident we'll get this done.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
We're offering just above $33 million annually.
Okay,
and that's not only annually, but that's also per year.
Okay.
So,
okay.
But he's wanting it guaranteed, which I guarantee you, if we do this, we're going to sign him. He's going to blow out his knee this year and be out 6 to 8 weeks. That's the way it always happens.
Don't say that. No.
I know. I shouldn't jinx it, but that's what I'm scared of. But we finally got our preseason moneymakers done. That's what I call the preseason games, the moneymakers.
Oh, the moneymakers.
Yeah. That's just gravy. And now we're ready for real football.
That's right. The real stuff.
Can't wait to see how Limbo Dak's going to perform, huh? Oh, Limbo Dak.
Limbo Dak?
That's what I'm not playing 4D chess with Dak right now.
Well,
because think about how well he played in that Limbo rookie season, you know, when he first started for us.
Yeah.
He impressed everyone. I want that kind of play coming back from him. So
okay.
I'm going to put him in psychological limbo.
Okay. Maybe it'll work.
It'll work. I'm telling you, I feel very good about it. Far good about it.
And Limbo McCarthy, too, I guess.
Yep, Limbo McCarthy. Yeah. Think about how well Dak performed in Limbo.
Mm-hmm.
McCarthy's going to do the opposite of that.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope not.
I don't know how Mike's going to respond to this, but I really don't know why I'm holding out on Mike so much. I think it's just because Stephen dared me to not sign him just as a prank between the two of us. So that's the reason I'm keeping him out of the deal.
It's not really fair to Mike.
Well, I didn't think about other people's feelings. I never had before. Other people have feelings.
Oh, come on, Jerry. You know that.
I'm kidding with
you.
We're just
funning.
We're just funning here, and we are, and it's positivity, and it does when we do, but we aren't, and we're going to when we look in the future of us, in the past of the Cowboys organization with all that we have going on and not without.
I think I followed that. Yeah, I get it.
I hope you did, George. I hope you did with that Christmas tree up under the stocking this year. Good
that just means go Cowboys.
Go
okay.
Cowboys.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jarrah.